following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this first Wednesday of April. Just everyone waiting for it to be spring. It was a little bit yesterday. Just going outside.
A little taste.
50 and no wind, or 45 and no wind, seems like summer. But we are jam-packed today. We're going to talk a lot of baseball. Jack Dom, the head baseball coach at Iowa, will join us here in about 5-6 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on the Huskers. Of course, the old Creighton coach. And Iowa not really where I'm sure he wants them to be right now. And we'll talk about that with Coach Dom. We'll also talk with the Huskers' Cash Kalkowski towards the end of the program. They got beat by Kansas State last night. They're doing okay in the conference at 5-1. Outside of the conference has been a struggle. A lot of that may have to do with the teams that they're playing, although I don't consider Kansas State a juggernaut and they're 0-2 down there. We'll also be talking with former Kearney High wrestling coach Tom McCann, being inducted into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, and our Loper Link later on in the program. We'll talk a little golf. UNK's Chad Lydia will join us. They're coming off a very good weekend and start to their season. But obviously, Randy, the story that is captivated the nation here in the last 20, and hasn't even been 24 hours, because this broke yesterday on Outside the Lines, which airs on ESPN at 2 o'clock Central Time. And I try to watch that when I can, or at least have it on in the background. And everybody, what's that first reaction? That's one of those where it's on in the background, and then all of a sudden you turn your head, and then you turn your head again, and then you stop doing what you're doing, and you're going, what in the hell is this? I mean, first reaction I had is, oh, no.
Yeah, this can't be.
Oh, no, as in, this is bad in every single way you look at it. This is bad for the coach. This is bad that this is even out. And that's in a whole different context, because that's the world we live in now. This has happened in the past. You can't tell me it didn't happen in the past. This has happened at the high school level in the past. It's just that it wasn't videotaped. It wasn't caught on tape. There wasn't Twitter. There wasn't Outside the Lines. There wasn't ESPN. There wasn't CBS Sports. There wasn't Fox. There's just so many ways. And you've got all these guys that are trying to pay themselves to do a job. They're investigative reporters. Well, they've got to investigate something, and they hit the gold mine on this one.
And a couple of things about that really strike me. One is the decision by the athletic director, who saw exactly the same footage that was on Outside the Lines, when he was the only one who saw it, and I'm doing the quotation thing with my fingers here, when he was the only one who saw it, when it wasn't public knowledge, we can rehabilitate him. And now that it becomes public, you can't. And I think part of that is good luck recruiting from this point on. I mean, that's one thing that I haven't heard anybody talk about at all. There's no way this guy's going to be able to recruit at Rutgers University. There is no way. So one of the you can kind of say, well, you know, the coach wanted to rehabilitate him. And, I mean, the athletic director wanted to rehabilitate Rice until too much heat was put on him. Yeah, that might be true, but there's no way he can keep him after this becomes public, because there's no way Rutgers basketball is ever going to turn a corner, because there's no way he's ever going to recruit.
But that's exactly the reason he's fired.
It is. It is exactly
right away. The only reason Mike Rice doesn't have a job within the last hour is because ESPN ran this story.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the only reason.
And sometimes when you turn on the light, you see the roaches and the rats running for cover. You know, and that's kind of what this is. People that act like a bully don't withstand light very well. And this guy was a bully, and you don't withstand the light very well when people kind of see that. But the reality is, because it became light, there's no way he could continue to do his job, because there's no way he's going to be able to recruit. When it's a secret, you know, then you can kind of, well, you can start being a better coach, you can start treating people a little bit better. But I do think it's very difficult for some Tigers to change their stripes, and bullies are, and they're going to continue to be, unless they have a serious repercussion. And obviously getting fired from Rutgers is a serious repercussion. Perhaps he can be redeemed.
I haven't heard anybody talk about what's happened this season. I guess maybe you can go this season, because this tape was shown to the athletic director before the season started.
And he was suspended in December.
What was practice like this season? Had he been on the road to, I guess,
doing things differently, doing things better, yeah.
Have there been any of those incidents since this all came to light? He was suspended for 3 games, fined $50,000, attended anger management classes, and... The university president also saw the tape and signed off on that initial punishment. The university president did not say, we need to get rid of this guy at the time.
Well,
so it wasn't just the athletic director at, let's face it, it's Rutgers. This isn't Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC. This isn't one of the biggest universities in the country, especially from an athletic standpoint.
They're Big
standpoint.
East, but they're toward the bottom of the Big East Conference when it comes to basketball. So you're absolutely right about that. And I don't know how much that factors in. To me, if you had a lot of success, you might have a little bit of Teflon where this kind of slides off you a little bit more. He doesn't have that kind of Teflon. He hasn't built that kind of reputation where it can withstand that. And that's... It can't be done. You can't do this, and you couldn't do it 30 years ago. You know, throwing balls at people. Frank Kush got fired in the 1970s. He'd made Arizona State one of the premier football programs in the country, and they weren't even in the Pac-10 yet. You know, he turned him into one of the premier programs, but he got fired because of how he treated football players in the 1970s, and it wasn't as bad as what I saw on tape yesterday.
Yeah. That was probably because we didn't have as much tape back then.
Well, probably. From what I understand of Frank Kush, I mean, it was worse than what we'd kind of seen with that. But it wasn't as what I saw wasn't as bad as what we saw yesterday with Rice.
And if you are out there wondering how could this become public, that's what we do these days. They tape that practice so that they can evaluate what happened in the practice, watch their players, and do that. So that's where that all comes from. But we're just so jam-packed today. We thought we'd give our opinions on that because, boy, you hate to see that. And obviously, more about this will come out until the next big story breaks. And then this will be swept under the rug. But one final comment I want to make on this, Randy, is I just heard Bruce Pearl here on the National saying, you know, his assistant coach should have said something. Trainers, somebody should have brought this out. Well, the director of basketball operations was Eric Murdoch, who was hired and was on this Outside the Lines piece yesterday. And he's kind of the one that brought this to light. Okay, he brought it up. What happened to him? Well, they say they didn't renew his contract. That's fired, all right?
Yeah,
you can give me the legal jargon all you want. What do you think? You're at Rutgers. You're trying to make your way. If you question your head coach and kind of go behind the back here, what do you think's going to happen to you?
Yeah, and it was also interesting. Cowder was talking about this man worship, where we let coaches and people get away with stuff because we're rooting for the team and we turn a blind eye, that sort of thing. But isn't Colin Cowherd the same guy that said, "I don't understand why people don't like LeBron, and I don't understand why people don't like Ray Lewis"? You know, you can't have it both ways, there, Colin. You can't have it both ways.
That's two different athletes. But every coach is being asked about it today. Let's talk a little baseball. Let's talk a little Big Ten. Let's talk with our neighbors to the East, and of course, a friend of Nebraska baseball with his time at Creighton, playing there, coaching there, and now with Iowa. Jack Dom joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Let's ask you the question that I'm sure, if you haven't been asked, everybody's going to be asked. It doesn't matter if you're a basketball coach, a football coach. I'm sure as a baseball coach, from time to time, you might get upset with some of your players during practice. When you see something like this or hear something like this, and every coach has a different little bit of mentality to them, what is your thought? How do you handle situations like that?
You know, I saw it yesterday afternoon, and it was disappointing and a little bit surprising. Coaches get frustrated. You know, this is our job. This is what we do. This is what puts the food on our table. At the same time, there's a certain amount of respect that you need to show your team. And, you know, there's a difference. I'm sure he was trying to get them fired up and try to get them tougher. And, you know, I'm not too sure I'm positive that's not the right way to do it. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen a coach who throws a ball at guys just making sure that their hands are up, not because he's mad at them, but just teach them, hey, keep your hands up. And but nothing like that. And it's a tough situation. I feel bad for those players. But everybody reacts differently, and I'm not saying that, and I don't think that's the right way.
Coach, you're still pretty young, but you've been around for a while. Has it changed what you can and can't do with student-athletes in terms of your demeanor and how you have to carry yourself and how much you can get on them?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, times have really changed from not only what you do on the field, but what you do off the field, what you say to kids. And it's very difficult. And I don't think what was going on, at Rutgers would have been accepted any time. Doing that on a consistent basis, but it really has changed. I had an old coach who used to walk out to the mound and grab the pitcher and squeeze him and twist and turn and make sure that he was looking at him in the eye. And he's a pretty famous coach. And nowadays you can't do anything like that. And that wasn't to try to hurt the kid. That was to make sure he was looking at him and pay attention. But you can't do that stuff nowadays, and times have really, really changed, from football to basketball to baseball. But that doesn't mean you can't get kids to respect you. It doesn't mean you have to scream and yell. And, times have definitely changed. Times have changed as a parent. I just had this conversation with one of my good supporters here. Having problems with his kid. And he goes, back in the day, my dad would take me behind the wood shack and slap me around a little bit and straighten everything out. But nowadays you can't do that. You'll be arrested. So times have changed as a parent. Times have changed as a coach. Times have changed in all phases, of society now.
Jack Dom, the head baseball coach at Iowa in his 10th season with the Hawkeyes, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the Hawkeye baseball team. This is supposed to be a 12-game homestand, 11 games because the first one weathered out. But then you see that two of those series are against the preseason 1 and 2 teams in the conference with Indiana and Nebraska. Didn't go so well last weekend. Where are you at with this baseball team?
We played some good baseball early on. We never really swung it very well, but we were getting tremendous pitching from some of our guys. Then we had a couple of injuries where we did not have Sasha Keeble and Ricky Sanquist available against Northwestern, and our starting shortstop, our best player, was out in the first game of the series. So we got hurt at the wrong time because we weren't able to get other guys ready to step in, and we played young freshmen. But I'll tell you what. This weekend against Indiana, they are really good. They're one of the best teams I've seen all the way around in the Big Ten in my 10 years in the program, and we got them at the wrong time. They were rolling. We did have our opportunities to win each one of those games, but we struggled a little bit defensively. And when you're playing an offensive juggernaut like Indiana, you can't give them more than 3 outs in any. Looking at what happened with Nebraska and Northwestern. That's how Nebraska won. You know, Northwestern gave them too many opportunities, made a bunch of errors, and Nebraska capitalized. So I think this weekend will be an outstanding series. I think you're going to see three very close games. And I like, you know, I think we're going to play a better baseball. We're excited here. Today will be our first practice on our field. So we're actually going to get 2 days of practice here, and which will be nice for us and hopefully help us play a little better defensively this weekend.
Coach, I was going to ask you something different, but you did lead into one thing I did want to discuss. How difficult is it to try to build a program to the level that you want, you know, a team that's going to contend for the College World Series every year? That's obviously a level you want to get to. How difficult is it to do that in the Midwest in the climate in which we find ourselves?
You know what? It's probably even more difficult this year just because of the weather situation. And, you know, we've already, you know, we were supposed to play Nebraska-Omaha at home. We got snowed out of those, had to go all the way down to Wichita, and then our guys didn't respond very well. But it is difficult. It can be done, though, without a doubt. And, you know, you look at what Indiana's doing right now. You look at what Nebraska's done in the past. You look at what we did at Creighton University while I was fortunate enough to be there. It can be done. It's just a lot more difficult. And, you know, a couple people I always point out is Paul Maneri had a tremendous job at Notre Dame. It was a destination job. But after he was there a while, he realized if he wants to win a national championship, he needed to go somewhere else because he wasn't going to be able to host a regional on a consistent basis, and he was always going to have to travel, and it was going to be difficult to win there. So that's why he, you know, he looked at a couple other jobs and ultimately decided to go to LSU, and he was fortunate enough to win a national championship. It's difficult, but it can be done. Everything in life is difficult, you know, but anything can be done, and again, Indiana is a World Series type of team. I can promise you that much. Now, can they stay healthy? Can they continue it up, continue on throughout the rest of the season? You know, that's the biggest thing. When you're a northern team, I've seen this so many times where a team plays very well early in the year and they just can't maintain it. And if you have one or two bad weekends, you might not win your championship and you might not get in that large berth for the NCAA tournament. So they're very good right now, but they need to stay healthy and do what Purdue did last year, and that was just play good solid baseball throughout the entire year. Now, the good thing also is Indiana might be able to host with their brand new stadium. It's gorgeous, and they have the opportunity to host potentially, you know, an NCAA tournament game.
We're talking with Jack Dumb, head baseball coach at Iowa. They will host the Huskers in a three-game series this weekend, and obviously, if you're not winning as many ball games as you want, there are some struggles, and the Big Ten always talks about two or three kids that are supposed to be your studs coming back. I don't think we need a list to figure that out. You already mentioned Sasha Keeble has struggled early on. Also, things maybe not going the way Dan Shepard would want right here. Where are those two guys at right now to get the corner turned here for you?
You know what, we brought Sasha out of the pen this past weekend against Indiana, and he threw the ball very well. You know, his 1-5 record is a little bit deceiving. He had one real bad outing against Nebraska-Omaha where he really struggled. He wasn't sharp at all. But the rest of his outings have been okay. You know, there's a big difference for Sasha being a Friday night starter compared to being a Sunday starter, and I don't think he handled losing a couple of games. You know, he lost to Austin Peay the first weekend. I want to say it was, you know, he might give up three or four runs in his six innings, which isn't bad the first time out of the gym. And I think we need to try to get his mentality changed and look at himself instead of say, well, you know, I think Nebraska learned this and a lot of programs know this. If you're going to be a Friday night starter, you got to have a little different mentality and realize, hey, it's probably going to be a 3-2 game. I've got a job to do. I just got to worry about making quality pitches. I can't worry about my offense. I can't worry about my defense, and just play the game pitch to pitch. So he has to learn a little bit, you know, how to compete on a Friday night, and we're going to give him an opportunity again this weekend against Nebraska to pitch on Friday night. So I expect him to throw the ball very well. Dan Shepard has had some struggles. He was a big recruit when we got him here. We felt like if we're going to be a good offensive team, we needed Dan Shepard and Taylor Zutenhorst, one of those two guys, to have a real good offensive year. And Dan's been struggling a little bit. Not from a lack of effort. You know, he's catching a little bit, you know, and he might catch one game this weekend, but he'll probably get a pinch hit here or there. So he has been struggling. But, you know, Keith Brand, and then we have a special freshman by the name of Blake Hickman, a catcher that will catch a game or two this weekend also. He's only caught two games this year, but he's got a cannon for an arm. He's 6'5", He looks like a big leaguer. We've been playing him at first base, but now we're sliding him to his natural position behind the plate a little bit. And with the way that Nebraska likes to run, I think it's going to be important to have Blake back there one or two games.
And, Jack, it's not like this pitching staff is horrible. It's right in the middle of the conference. It's a run and a half better than what Nebraska's trotting out there right now. And it looks like Matt is been a little bit of a bright spot here for you.
You know, he's been tremendous this year. He started out 5-0 and just didn't have it this past weekend against Indiana. Of course, usually when we're playing at home, the wind's blowing in, and we get it when the top offenses come in, and the wind's blowing out 30 miles per hour. So Indiana scored 4 runs off Matt in the first inning. But to Matt's credit, he did not. His velocity was a little down. He just wasn't real sharp. He still gave us 5 innings and allowed us, by the time we left, I think we had the lead in the game, if I'm not mistaken, or actually got the loss. We must have been behind when we took him out. But he's had a great senior year. We thought we were going to lose Matt last year to the draft, and then we were fortunate enough to get him back. And he's pitching like a true senior, probably the ace of the staff. We're going to get him back on Saturday where he's comfortable, and he'll pitch that second game for us.
Coach, give us kind of a quick scouting report on Nebraska. You kind of mentioned one of the things you have to do is kind of clean up your fielding a little bit. What do you see as the keys to victory for the Hawkeyes this week?
Well, you know, that's going to be a big key for us. The two keys, well, of course, we got to pitch like we're capable of pitching. We had a bad weekend last weekend, and our ERA jumped a point and a half, and you know, we were right around a 2.7 before last weekend, so we were throwing the ball extremely well. But what we need to do is play better defense, pitch, play better defense, and then execute from an offensive standpoint. You know, we're not an offensive juggernaut. We didn't have the expectations of having an offense like Nebraska did going into the season. But what we need to do is we need to get our bunt game going, be aggressive on the bases. But most important, we need to drive in runs with a guy at third base less than 2 outs. We're only, you know, right now, half the time there's a guy, a guy at third base, less than 2, we're only getting him in half the time. So that really hurts us. And that hurt us last weekend against Indiana when we had a 5-4 lead. If we could attack a couple runs on, I think we could have put a lot of pressure on Indiana, and we just didn't execute with the guy at third base in less than 2 outs. And I know, you know, Nebraska's gone through that, Creighton's going through that a little bit at times, and, you know, I think we can get that straightened out. We did a better job last night against Western Illinois. And we need to take care of that this weekend.
Jack, final question for you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know it's still early, and there were some midweek games Nebraska and Iowa played. I don't really want to use the word rivalry, but is it a little extra special taking on Nebraska still for you and your team?
Well, you know what? Me being in Nebraska for 20 years at Creighton University, it's always fun to play against Nebraska. You know, I can tell you this much. When I came over to Iowa, it was kind of funny, and at that time Mike Anderson was a coach, in fact, and there's such a high intensity when I was at Creighton between, you know, Creighton and Nebraska, that all of a sudden the midweek games was just a totally different feel than when I was at Creighton University. It wasn't quite the intensity and the crowd involvement. But now, of course, in Big Ten play, you felt that come back a little bit last year, and I think there's going to be a good crowd out there this year. And being in the league, I mean, I think our team takes a little different approach than playing Nebraska in the middle of the week. There's a little more intensity. And of course, whenever Darren's team take the field, they play the game the right way. And that's the biggest thing I've been impressed with Darren's team, is they play with a grittiness just like he played. And, you know, it's going to be a tough series. Of course, you know, they played a very demanding schedule early on. I think Darren learned a little bit about scheduling. He came in, so he's going to play everybody and anybody, and I think he realized that, yes, you can do that, but you need to be smart with your scheduling to allow your team to, now they improved, but yet still have the opportunity to get an at-large berth to the NCAA tournament. That's where the fine line is, but it's definitely helped them, and they got off to a very good start, and they're playing good now, and they're coming in on a little bit of a roll in Big Ten play. They feel really good. And the schedule that they played definitely helped them, you know, prepare themselves, because I think he did a good job of not letting them get too beat up. And getting off to a good start at Illinois was a big key for him. But, you know, there's going to be some intensity out there this weekend, I can guarantee you that.
Well, you can schedule your butt off, but you do have to win a couple of them. So, Coach, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show out in Nebraska, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Dom, head baseball coach at Iowa after a very successful run at Creighton.
I love his scheduling comments. yeah, kind of have to win a couple of them out there. But, yeah, it does make you a little bit strong. It's an interesting balancing act that you have to do. And the same thing's true with, say, college basketball as with college baseball. You want to schedule some softies in there so you can grow and improve and kind of have a – you know, almost like a practice, you know, where you're playing out there and you can kind of try some different things. But you also have to play some quality competition and maybe come up with a few wins so you can help yourself get that at-large berth for the national tournament.
Well, one win against a stud is better than, two wins against a non. You can do that with a high school point prediction, too. But lunch coming up here. Doug and Daddy show pretty full. Tom McCann going to join us. We're going to talk with Cash Kalkowski of the Huskers to talk a little more Husker baseball. And for lunch, folks, Chicken Coop is there for you. For dinner, supper, what do you call it? I still call it supper.
I call it supper. Yeah. We're old school Midwesterners.
That's right. We're just out here from we're just small town USA. That's all we are.
From God's country.
It doesn't matter what you call it. Call it good when you eat at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Call it very affordable. And of course during happy hour, 2 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. Kick back, enjoy a beverage, watch all of your favorite sports, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NBA, or any of the NCAA tournaments that are still going on. They've got lunch specials on this Wednesday, a turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with your choice of side, $5.99. Of course, it's Wednesday. That means big burger night, only $5 for any burger on the menu. It's the best deal around at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
A pleather jacket for $600? That's what you call a bad synthetic deal. If you're looking for a great synthetic deal, just head over to Napa. They've got 5 quarts of Napa synthetic motor oil, plus a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. It's a great deal for synthetic motor oil, and that's the best kind of oil you can buy. So hurry over to Napa this month. Pick up the $19.99 synthetic oil chain special. But don't let the name fool you. It's a real deal at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/13.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on...
ShopWheelerDealer.com is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses anytime, not just 2 hours a week. ShopWheelerDealer.com, where you'll find dozens of gift certificates. Shop and buy 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. Type ShopWheelerDealer.com in your internet browser or click on the website link on ESPNSuperstation.com.
Sunny to partly cloudy conditions develop today with a high of around 56 as south winds will increase to 10 to 20. Now with a clear sky tonight, we'll fall to 33, followed by a high of 64 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Loper Link coming up in just a little bit. Also, want to give a shout-out to Concordia's Sean Rotorhorse. He's a Kearney Catholic graduate. He's the GPAC Men's Golfer of the Week. So congratulations to him at the Hastings College Invite, where he last competed. We'll talk more about that in a little bit as well. Hastings College softball team is playing today their home opener, or their conference opener, at home against Midland. Loper baseball team is on the road this afternoon as they play at Fort Hays State. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here. And, you know, the High School Sports Hall of Fame has a variety of different great athletes, coaches, contributors, officials, things like that. They have some rules. As an athlete, you have to be out 15 years. For the most part, I don't think this is set in stone anymore, but they want their coaches to be retired, unless they're like the Pope, and they're afraid that there's only one way to
retire. Then you can be emeritus. Then you can be coach emeritus.
I was afraid our next guest was just going to coach until that happened. But Tom McCann is with us, and he is going in to the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, just, of course, retired before last season. I guess, again, you can use the air quotes on retired because he's working at UNK now and still very actively involved with the sport of wrestling. And, Coach, great to have you in studio. And, I mean, let's face it, you have received so many honors, all of them definitely worthy. And this is another one. But this is a little bit different. I think a lot of your honors have been at the college level from what you've done, from a national level. But for 42 years at Kearney High, now a special time coming up this September for you.
There's no doubt about it. When I found out that I was being inducted in the Hall of Fame, I was really thrilled. And then I got to thinking, you know, that's usually for older people. And then I got to thinking, well, I think I fit that category too. So, but it's a humbling honor. And I'm really appreciative because I think of all the people that have been inducted into that Hall of Fame, and I've seen all the coaches in the past. You know, every year you look at that and you think, boy, those are some great coaches. I'd like to be like that coach someday, and great athletes. And but you know, before you go any further, Doug, usually when I come down here and talk, it's at the end of the season, and we have kids that are going to the state meet, and you always give our guys and me a T-shirt, and you know, myself. So I decided today I'm going to honor you with a a Kearney wrestling T-shirt.
I will wear it with pride.
Well, my pleasure.
Thank you.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Coached at 42 years at Kearney High. There's probably a long list of some names of some young men that you probably want to give some props to. Who are some guys that you hated to have them graduate, you hated to see them leave? They don't necessarily have to be state champions for that sort of thing, but who are some of the kind of young men that kind of hold a little bit bigger place in your heart?
Well, you know, when I before I get to that, I really have to thank the whole process of being a coach here to one man, Harold McClure. He's the man that hired me way back in 1970, and you know, I came for an interview, and I talked to him on the phone, and Kearney really wasn't even in my radar. I was all signed up to be a graduate assistant after 3 years of coaching in Colorado at my alma mater, Adams State, and my wife had a job teaching close by there, and we were all set for the next year. And the next thing I know, you know, this opportunity came about, and I really hadn't thought much about it, And then I found out, wow, how much they paid here versus how much I was making in Colorado. So I thought, holy smokes. But Harold McClure was a very good principal, and it was a great pleasure working for that man. So I wanted to thank him. But there have been so many names over the years, so many great athletes. I've had quite a few text me and you know, congratulate me or give me a call. And really, if it were not for those individuals, this wouldn't be possible, because they're the ones that really made it possible, going out there every day, putting it on the line and wrestling hard and competing and doing great things for the high school. You know, there are just so many athletes. But, you know, the ones that really stick out of your mind have to be the Jed Dobersteins, the guys that were just in the trenches there and came back, and he's still coaching at the high school, and David Miller came back and coached at the high school. He's coaching now in Iowa. Those guys you know, they jump right out at front. So many. There's just so many names. You know, they run through my head. I could go on for quite a few hours here talking about all the great matches. Yes, but you know, the kids that have come back and put into the program and helped out at the coaching level, the Von Alavis that graduated from UNK and has been back helping with the program even now. Those are the young men that really stick out in my mind.
Tom McCann with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Kearney High wrestling coach. The year is now past. What was it like not coaching up at Kearney High this past year, even though you stayed in the wrestling room at UNK, which may have been like putting the patch on, trying to quit smoking. You put the patch on, so you still get a little something there. But what was it like not being in that wrestling room and not being on the mat in Omaha this year?
You know, it was one of those things. I knew the program was in good hands. Ty Swarm, he's done a great job up there. He's a good person, and I know the program was in good hands with Ty and the people that he had helping out in the program. So I really didn't have much time to think about it. Every time they went into a battle and had a match, I was always pulling for the guys, and I just wanted to make sure that you know, the guys that I worked with had success, and I followed them mainly in the newspaper because we were usually competing when they were competing. But I did get a chance to get to the state meet and, you know, watch the guys compete, and they did quite well. And being at the college and working with those young men, it's pretty much the same thing. You work with people that want to do well and improve day to day and get out there and just do the best they can do. And so, you know, coaching's coaching at whatever level.
I don't know how to turn this into a question. It's just kind of an observation from being a colleague for 12 years up at Kearney High. Just how many times I kind of seen you in the hallway, not necessarily recruiting wrestlers, but really kind of getting kids that might be kind of on that borderline that, you know, maybe they might head down the wrong path unless they have something positive in their life. And you're always able to kind of find those kids and put something positive into their life. So I don't really have a question with that, but it was just kind of an observation. I kind of saw a lot of salvage.
How'd you do it?
Yeah, and it was just such a positive influence on those kids.
Well, you know, I think about where would I have been had I not gone out for wrestling. I always thought growing up I was going to be a L.A. Ram football player, but, you know, at 95 pounds as a freshman, you couldn't make the C squad. You know, you'd bounce about 10 feet back off that blocking sled when you hit it. That wasn't my sport. I knew that at an early age. And, you know, the basketball thing, even though if I were a foot and a half taller, I'd be in the pros, but I'm not. So I like basketball. I enjoy playing the game. I like all sports, but I had a wrestling coach that came up, and he just asked me, what did I weigh? And I said, 95. And he said, I'd like to see you out for wrestling. I said, I've never done it. And he says, well, come on out. We'll teach you how. And, you know, I often wonder where I would be had I not done that. You know, I've had great opportunities. And, you know, I try to instill that in young people that, hey, you can do more than you think you can. I don't care if you're 95 pounds or you're 285 pounds, let's come out and give it a go. And it really can transform your life. And, you know, I've been to 26 foreign countries, and I've met many, many fantastic people over the years in many different places in the world, and a lot of great coaches, a lot of great athletes, and just great kids. And I've traveled with many of those kids throughout the world. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like building friendships and relationships and athletics, whether it's basketball, football, volleyball, what have you. And I think wrestling is just an opportunity for people of all different sizes to get out there and learn. And really, I've had a lot of smart wrestlers. You know, I always said that I think we've had wrestler at Cornell. We've had one at graduate from Harvard. We have I think we have four or five Ivy League schools. We have one that just went to Stanford this year. So I think, we'd like to be called the brains of the plains. So, so, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, you just have to be tough and real brawny and strong, but that's not the case. A smart wrestler usually is a better wrestler.
We're talking with Tom McCann here for just another minute. He's going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame with three other coaches, 10 athletes, some officials, contributors, and all the variety of categories. September 15th, Lead Center in Lincoln. And Marty has emailed me here and says, because I know he won't mention it, it's worth noting that Coach McCann has also recently been nominated to the National AAU Wrestling Hall of Fame. Can you enlighten us on that?
Well, actually, I got a, you know, they say things come in threes, and we won the national championship in D2 this year, which was great, and then this honor for the state. But I received a letter 2 days ago that I will officially be inducted in Orlando in June. So that's another great honor.
Man.
Congratulations.
Just some outstanding. Yeah. It's outstanding. And that's the thing about talking to Coach McCann, because
somebody's going to have to bring it out of him. He's not going to mention it.
Yeah, he's very humble. But we've done this so many times over the years that every once in a while it's hard to come up with something new to talk to you about. But now that it's behind you, you've had this time to look at it, I want to know where you think the state of wrestling is right now. I mean, and I'm not talking about the Olympics and all that we're going through there, but I mean, where wrestling is at the high school level in the state now, is it better? Has it flattened off? I mean, we know that back in the day, you could come in as a freshman and learn to wrestle and maybe be a state champion. Where now, I mean, you've really got to go through little kids programs to get to where you kind of want to be. Where do you see wrestling at right now at the high school level?
Well, you know, this argument goes on and on. Even at the collegiate level, guys will be coming up saying, Coach, would Dan Gable be able to beat Dake? Would the guys that are national champions now, would they be able to compete with guys that were national champions back then? And you can argue that all you want. It makes for good argument. But I think a great wrestler 20, 30 years ago could compete with a great wrestler today. I think it's pretty much the same. It's a one-on-one contest of willpower and mental toughness and conditioning and knowing techniques. Boy, I'd love to see a match between those two guys, you know. but it's the same with all great wrestlers. You can say what would or what could be, but I think wrestling's today evolved much greater. It's hard to take a guy down. If you've been to any of the NCAAs or watched them lately, you can get in on a guy, but scoring, that's a different matter. And they've just got so many counter moves, and it's just fantastic to watch. The NCAA in Des Moines 2 weekends ago was just fantastic. Sold out, as usual. And, you know, they talk about the Olympic sport, wrestling, the attendance being down. Well, when you hold it in a seat, arena that seats 6,000 people, you can't get many people there. We had 14,000+ at the Des Moines tryouts for just our nation alone. So I don't think that's a factor. I think when they find out that countries like Russia and Turkey and Iran and Belarus and all the other countries that have wrestling as their national sport start really protesting, I think you'll see it in the Olympics come 2020.
And he'll probably be there cheering it on. Tom McCann, Kearney High, 45 years overall, 42 at Kearney High, a state championship, 21 conference championships, 14 district championships, the state runner-up 8 different times, 355 dual wins, 34 individual state champions. As Coach said, you can go on and on and on. But to be able to put that kind of time in, I think, you know, that's it. It doesn't ever say anything about the time on here. It's not just the time that the high school wrestling season's going on. Coach McCann has done it for 12 months, and I know that Mama McCann is glad that you still are out of the house to take care of some UNK wrestling from time to time.
Well, you know, I'd like to thank my wife, Regina, first and foremost, because she is really the brains behind the operation of central control at our house. So I know that. But without her help over the years, really, this wouldn't have been possible. She's kind of the real head coach.
Well, Tom, again, we'll see you here real soon. Congratulations on both of the honors, and enjoy your summer.
Well, I'll try and do that, Doug. I always appreciate it when you call me in and give me an opportunity to speak about wrestling. Wrestling's in good hands with all the great coaches in the state, and I'd really like to thank all those individuals that competed for Kearney High Bearcats and all the administrators over the years that I had the pleasure to work for.
It's been a great program. Tom McCann built it, and it's in great hands. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Doug.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Doug and Daddy Show, beat the heat, folks, because TNL pivots. They'll make your 106-pounders, they'll make them grow to 130. Yeah. I mean, Hunter Bamford has been under a TNL pivot for his whole entire career.
And sprouted,
folks. Maximize your production with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call your TNL dealer today. They're all throughout Central Nebraska. You can't go throughout rural communities in this state and not see your TNL dealer, sign your TNL dealers, or if you just don't happen to know who it is, maybe you've moved into the state, TLIRR.com. TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It works and is easier on you for a lifetime. The Huskers' Cash Kilkowski. We'll talk a little UNK golf as well with Chad Lydiot right after this.
Hey there, I'm John, a manager at Burger King, and our new fire-grilled turkey burger for Burger Fest is so new, it's like a top secret secret. It's a fresh, juicy turkey burger served on an artisan bun. In fact, it's so new, I'm probably not supposed to tell anyone about it yet. Just like I'm not supposed to tell anyone that my coworker Megan has a crush on my coworker Ron and she's totally obsessed with him. Whoops, that's actually a secret too. I better stop talking now. Come in today and try the new turkey burger, only at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
At Hanes, we know you hate annoying things. That's why we got rid of tags on all our t-shirts and underwear. Now we have some things in the sports world we'd like to get rid of. They include television timeouts in basketball, bad calls, all of them, when every basketball season ends. Did I mention bad calls? Being blocked on the Jumbotron by the person with big hair in front of you. Tags are annoying, so we got rid of them. And now we have our sights on annoying sports things. Hanes, go tagless.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven all day for years, almost 100,000 miles. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new. Upgrade to Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil at AutoZone from April 2nd to the 29th, and you could win a trip to the race of your choice, NASCAR, Grand Prix, or Formula.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Sunny to partly cloudy conditions develop today with a high of around 56 as south winds will increase to 10 to 20. Now with a clear sky tonight, we'll fall to 33, followed by a high of 64 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 46.
When darkness turns to light, it ends tonight, it ends tonight. Just a little insight.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter on this very lively Wednesday, getting to talk all kinds of sporting events. And we also have our poll question up for today. The Midtown Mart Cooler question yesterday Which recent Cinderella was your favorite NCAA Cinderella moment? The Florida Gulf Coast, Virginia Commonwealth going from the first four to the final four, Butler going to back-to-back national championships, or George Mason making the final four? Randy?
Butler. They came a half-court shot away from upsetting Duke for the national title. Not only did they make it, they put a lot of charge into that game.
That's a movie.
That is a movie.
That's a movie maybe now. It's a movie if that goes in, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about
that. Well, nobody would believe that movie.
That's who I voted for. And actually, 48% of the folks that voted for that. I didn't think that that would be number one. And Florida Gulf Coast came in last out of the four choices. So the here and now didn't quite do it. But Virginia Commonwealth was right behind with 38% of the vote. And then George Mason, 10%. All right, Randall. Jeffrey worked really hard on this poll question. Yesterday is, who are you rooting for? Earlier, Monday, it was, who are you rooting for to win the men? Now, who will win the women's NCAA tournament? I said at the beginning, Notre Dame, and Notre Dame is going to play Connecticut, and Louisville is red hot with the head coach that was an assistant at Nebraska, but I stick with Notre Dame.
I think it's Notre Dame, but boy, Louisville ain't out till Louisville's out. I mean, what they've done so far, that win against Tennessee, not quite as impressive as beating Baylor. You beat Baylor. Wow. Two first-team All-Americans on Baylor, and they beat them. Not only did they beat them, they had a 20-point lead with like 11 minutes to go. And just unbelievable what they've done so far. I still think Notre Dame is probably going to be the team, but Louisville isn't out of it until they're out of it.
Vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, also staying busy, just coming back from lovely Manhattan, Kansas last night and getting ready to go to just as lovely Iowa City, Iowa. Cash Kalkowski, we have him from time to time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, outstanding All-Stater out of Grand Island. And Cash, great to catch up with you again. How's it going?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing great. What is it about Manhattan? Why don't we ever want to go back there again?
I mean, it's a great place. I'll go back there and play. We just had a tough time yesterday playing, so.
Well, it is kind of the only downer on what has started off to be a good Big Ten season here, and I know that is the importance. I want to go back to what Coach Erstad maybe told you guys the meeting before the Big Ten season started. You played all this tough competition. You played a lot of it on the road. Obviously not as many wins as you guys wanted before the conference season. But can you tell us what he told you guys as a team before that first series against Illinois?
No, he told us that he wants the number one seed for the Big Ten tournament. He wants to be one or two, and he wants. That's why we had this tough competition, is to get us ready for the tournament. So he says, "Go after it now and play your best."
Obviously, Coach Erstad says, "Do whatever you got to do to have some success." Looking at the stats, one thing that stands out to me is, Cash, you're kind of crowding the plate there a little bit there, bud. Hit 12 times on the year. I mean, is that that strategy or good luck? Is that bad luck? I mean, what is it? Leading the team and getting hit by a pitch?
I don't know. I don't think it's a strategy. It's just, hey, if the free base, get on and help the team try to score runs. I mean, that's our philosophy, is good base runners. So any way we can get on with a hit by pitch or a walk works either way.
And not only leading the team, leading the conference with the 12 hit-by-pitches, hitting .297 right now, and if you put the on-base percentage, then obviously that bumps up there with walks and such. What's been giving you problems right now, Cash? What's the pitch that's getting you out? What are you working on?
I mean, I'm working on off-speed, always off-speed. Timing still is an issue. I mean, it's all coming together. I mean, we put out, I think, 52 hits last week, so our offense is starting to come up. I mean, it'll come around.
Cash Kalkowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We had Coach Jack Dumm from Iowa on the program earlier in the hour. They have struggled a little bit to get the season started here. Of course, they're coming off the series with Indiana. I think baseball is so much different than a lot of other sports as far as scouting, but what can you tell us about their pitching staff? What have you learned about Iowa so far?
We'll probably actually go over the pitching staff today in practice, but I think they have two lefties that are starting against us, and then I think a righty. That's all I know right now, so we'll discuss it more today at practice probably.
Cash, with that kind of mystery, what are some things you guys are kind of working on right now? I mean, obviously, you're continually trying to get better. Obviously, you spend a lot of time at the plate and trying to improve things offensively. Defensively, pitching-wise, on that side of the inning, what are some things you guys are working on right now?
I mean, we go back to basics and work with bunt coverages and field ground balls, throwing, just play catch. And so that's what we basically need to do is just do the simple things, and the hard things will come easier. So,
talking with Cash Kalkowski, what do you do when you play a 16-inning game, dude? Did you ever nod off?
No, you don't have. I mean, you could nod off, but a 16-inning, it's mentally, you have to be mentally prepared. And that's what Coach Hurstadt did this year, is mentally prepare us for those long innings. And then even the next day, you have to be ready to come play. And so that's what you need to do.
Cash, obviously, you're playing on the road this weekend, but you guys are undefeated at home. Has that kind of come up yet? Is that kind of defend the home turf? Is that a matter of pride for you guys?
No, actually, nothing has came up with that. That we're undefeated at home. We just, that's our place, and we don't lose at home. That's whoever comes in our house, we just try to take it from them.
Cash, talk about some of your teammates getting things done at the top of the lineup here. You got Chad Christensen, who has been red hot, 352. Austin Darby struggled a little bit Friday, but then was really good at the plate Saturday and Sunday. What are you seeing from some of your teammates? Who is surprising you maybe even at this point of the season?
I mean, our top of the lineup's doing well. With Pat Kelly hitting very well, he went 0-for-9 the first game on Friday and then came back and just put out 8 or 9 hits on Saturday and Sunday. And no one's really surprised. I mean, we're all contributing as a team, and that's what our offense is around, is putting the offense in play. So,
who's the guy on your staff that you're glad, man, I'm glad I don't have to face him when they're actually keeping track of balls and strikes and hits and runs and errors? Who on the Nebraska pitching staff are you glad you don't have to face?
I'm glad I don't have to face Dylan Vogt. I hate facing him because he has so much movement on his pitches, and he just throws strikes, and he's a competitor. So, I mean, he's our man. He's one of our closers and our go-to guys, so.
Cash, we probably ask you this every single time, but how's the health and how's the arm? I mean, everybody knows you went to Nebraska to pitch, but that is now in the past. How are you health-wise?
I'm so healthy. I'm ready to go. Love playing every day and just glad to have the opportunity for it.
Could you ever pitch again? And I'm not necessarily saying for the Huskers, but is there a chance that you could ever come in as a relief pitcher?
I thought about it. I mean, I've tried. I'd probably have to get on a couple throwing programs and just test out the arm. But my arm's feeling pretty good lately, and, I mean, it's in the cards.
Cash Kalkowski with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Has it crossed your mind that this is your senior season? And if it has that made you look at your last trip through any different?
It has crossed my mind that I'm a senior, but I'm just taking it one step at a time and just enjoying my last year of baseball.
As a senior, have you kind of set a goal that if we do this, this will be a successful legacy to leave behind for the Nebraska program?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to win the Big Ten tournament, and I think it's in the cards this year. I mean, we're doing very well right now, but we still have to keep going. We haven't done very well on the road in series and away series, so we have to get our mental game and our physical game ready for Iowa.
Well, Cash, I know we'll catch up with you again before the end of the season. We'll let you get back to work here. I know you guys got practice coming up and probably a couple studies. So we always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this weekend.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
Take care. Cash Kalkowski, always great to chat with him. We've got a chance to chat with him from his high school days at Grand Island, going through the draft, going through the injury. He's interesting is not the word. He's just been a good kid to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
And now a good young man here on the Doug and Daddy Show, because he's one of those athletes that's went through a lot, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Cash. And I didn't want to go into that now because there's a lot of season left. It'll be interesting to see where his life takes him after this season, whether there is a future in baseball, which I think he knows there can be, and I think there can be. And if it doesn't work out, you know, he's going to be one of those athletes that was drafted twice, although deep in the draft, I get that. but was supposed to be a pitcher, and he's such a great athlete that he's able to turn that around and still be a 300 hitter in Division I baseball.
Well, hard work and resiliency. I mean, you can't teach it. You can't instill it in somebody. You either have it or you don't. And obviously, Cash has that, and that's going to be a wonderful attribute for whatever he does. I mean, maybe baseball doesn't work out for him. He's going to have at some point. He's going to have to find a regular job somewhere, and those kind of attributes are going to serve him very, very well. And I think it's going to make sure that he gets as much out of his opportunities as he can in baseball as well.
Well, we all know that hard work can make you number one, and that's what they do at the Midway Auto Dealerships: Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South Second Avenue in Carson. Check out their Facebook page. Check out their website where you can sign up and like the Facebook at thinkmidway.com. Over 60 Rams in stock right now. You can get up to $8,500 from the manufacturer back. If you're up for a Jeep, how about the Jeep Grand Cherokee? Save up $5,000. Maybe you're looking for just a small little economical car to get you around. The Dodge Dart, the Chevy Spark, they're there for you at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, our Loper Link. When we come back.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots. I'd like to share a wee word about baseball. You're probably thinking, I don't need some gallus Scot telling me about baseball. Well, we know a proper game belongs on proper grass. That's why Scots is busting our beaks happy to be the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Honour the grass in your own lawn, just like the big leagues, by feeding it with Scots. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit Scots on Facebook for the chance to win a $25,000...
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, where it's time for our Loper Link on today's program, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank. The UNK baseball team will be at Fort Hays State this afternoon for a doubleheader. Then they're home against Upper Iowa Saturday and Sunday. Loper softball team is home Saturday against Missouri Western, who's nationally ranked, and Northwest Missouri State on Sunday. The tennis teams, they're keeping busy. They are hosting Concordia this evening at Harmon Park. Then it is off to Truman State, Emporia State, and Washburn this weekend. The track team hosting the Loper Invitational at Kearney High on Saturday. And for the golf teams, the men will be at Southeast Community College in Beatrice Thursday and Friday. The women are heading out to Pueblo Saturday and Sunday. They're already off to a good start this season. And golf coach Chad Lydiot joins us for a couple of minutes live from Awori Dunes, where he probably doesn't have to hit out of the bay today, although it's nice to have. Chad, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. Let's talk about just getting the season underway. Everybody always, I mean, softball, baseball, they complain about just being able to take practice outside. You guys got to play outside, practice, all that. How is the team? Are they ready? Were they ready? They started real well.
You know, what a great testament to our unbelievable facility right out of the gate. You know, playing against all the Northern Sun schools. I mean, we just, you know, on the women's side, we really kicked them around pretty good, just really dominated on that side. And the guys, you know, despite a horrible start of the first day, really came back and had the low round of the tournament the second day and made a good run for winning that. All the Northern Sun schools were there. We beat 11 of them. And, you know, not only did our players play well, but they feel like that they're already in, you know, their top form. They didn't putt very well, which, you know, we haven't played any rounds of golf outside to speak of. And but our ball striking on both sides was phenomenal.
Coach, talk a little bit about the women. Stephanie Moorberg finished in second place, just six strokes off the pace. True freshman Sunny, she had a great round. Anna as well. Talk a little bit more specifically about how well the women played to get things started, winning the tournament for the first time in quite some time.
Yeah, several years, yeah. You know, Stephanie Moorberg is our leader of our team. You know, she had a pretty bad car accident about 2 years ago and didn't know how quickly she would get back. And not only is she back, but she is the heart and soul of our women's program. She just works really hard and phenomenal golfer, but more importantly, a phenomenal person and leader. We're just really talented and deep, guys. You know, we got four freshmen that are phenomenal. And they're learning how to play, and with the help of Stephanie and Brett and I, we're you know, trying to show them how to play. They're pretty raw, but they are physically talented and you know, bright futures for all of them.
Chad Lydiot, Loper Golf Coach, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Michael Colgate goes out and shows you how to golf in the month of March.
I tell you what, this kid, you know, you get this a lot from the UNK coaches, whether it's football, baseball, or whatever, talking about kids who get it. This kid flat gets it. He understands how to play golf. And for an 18, 19-year-old kid, it's phenomenal. You know, he's got quite a resume. He played in the U.S. Amateur last year at Cherry Hills, and, you know, one of only a handful of kids to do that going into their freshman year in college. This kid understands it, gets it. I'll be honest, he's not the most talented kid on our team, but he is one of the better players in Division II in the country. He's a phenomenal player.
Oh, he's one of those kids that doesn't always gamble and take the shot that you're
exactly.
Not. Oh, man!
Yeah.
Well, how do you get this kid out of Florida to come to UNK?
Well, that's you know, we were a little bit lucky. His mom played basketball here back when it was Kearney State. His dad wrestled at UNO in Omaha, and they still have family back in Nebraska. So he was looking in Nebraska. But, you know, I'm proud to say that, you know, he looked at a lot of schools in and around Nebraska, and he chose us. We are very fortunate because he's a Division I golfer.
And Chad, kind of just for the fans that aren't going to be able to follow UNK golf to the letter of the line here, what's the next? We talked about the meet you got this weekend. Where's the next challenge? Where do we go from here? What are we looking at to get yourself in position for the postseason?
Well, both the men and women play down in Kansas City for our MIAA championships. And, you know, I really, Doug, I don't know what to expect. I mean, the MIAA is definitely deeper than the RMAC, but I think we can, you know, I think right now we're having easily can finish in the top three, maybe even win it on both sides. So, you know, we don't play against them a lot. We played against them once on both sides and fared okay. You know, definitely didn't play our best, but that'll be an interesting challenge, and we are looking forward to it, definitely.
Well, just 2 months from today, we also want to remind the folks, as Athletic Director John McBride told us last time he was in, 2 months from today, it's the Blue Gold, Awori, Metal Arc Hills, Kearney Country Club. All will be hosting, and get your registrations in, play the course that you want, and maybe we'll have a little bit more to talk about with the UNK golf team next time that we chat. Chad, it sounds like everything is off to a great start, so let's keep it at that level.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys, very much.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Chad.
Chad Lydiot joining us, UNK golf coach. Also, we touched on it for just a second. The Midwest Classic Youth Wrestling Tournament is at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday. Thousands from around the Midwest help benefit Loper Wrestling. And the first annual Loper Color Stampede, the 5K Run and Walk, is this Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Dryden Park. Replaces the women's walk. It all goes to Loper athletes. They've got about 600 people in this, and check it out. You can find out more information at Loper.com. Sports.com.
Those color walks are kind of a popular thing, and I don't really get it myself because they throw stuff at you, but people like it.
We're
not
used to that?
It's fun. Well,
I'm used to it.
Verbally, but not stuff that, you know, sticks to my skin, generally. Thank you.
Yeah. Folks, we have got a pair of Nebraska spring game tickets that we want to give away here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so let's do that right now. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won in the last week, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. And just take caller 5 today, Jeff. You know, sometimes you just don't want to know anything.
There you go.
We'll just take caller 5 today to get the Nebraska spring game
blind
tickets.
Luck.
There you go. Saturday at 2 o'clock. Let's see. A couple other things that we haven't touched on. It makes me sick to my stomach when pitchers lose no-hitters in perfect games in the ninth inning. And Hugh Darvish lost it last night with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And it's just went right back up between the wickets, right between his legs.
You know, and the thing is, later in the year, his stamina will be developed a little bit more. I think he kind of ran out of gas a little bit is one of the things that kind of hurt him. But, you know, that's what makes when it happens so special is because it's so hard to do. And it's unfortunate to see it when you see you're one out away, you're one pitch away. And if that ball is up another foot, it's a caught line drive by the pitcher. You know, so it's kind of unfortunate, but that's the way the nature of baseball is, I guess. They call it a game of inches, and it certainly was in that case.
So that went on last night. The women's Final Four is set. Louisville beat Tennessee, so they will take on Cal. And Notre Dame, a winner over Duke, so they will take on Connecticut. The NIT final tomorrow. Hey, props to Iowa.
Yeah.
They're still going. You know what? The NIT's not as weird this year. There was no, Robert Morris beat Kentucky, but there's no weird team left in there. They were all pretty high seeds that were still left.
Yeah, they were all kind of bubble teams that if they'd done just a little bit better in their conference down the stretch, they might have got into the NCAA tournament. So the cream kind of came to the top with the possible exception of Kentucky.
And one other thing, Jamie Van Kirk of Sutton is going to transfer to Hastings College. You know, went to North Dakota State to play D1 ball, did well.
They're going to be loaded over there in Hastings. Yeah. I mean, there are some pretty good names over there. That program's heading in the right direction.
Also, Brad Smith retiring as the athletic director at Shadron State after 26 years. Of course, longtime football coach from 87 to 2004.
Yeah, that's a long time to be anywhere. And a lot of changes, a lot of up, a lot of down with Shadron State over the years that he's been a big part of. You know, he got him to a national prominence in football. And those are big shoes to fill for those guys.
Well, that is going to bring us to the end of a jam-packed Doug and Daddy show. Among our guests tomorrow, we're going to keep talking baseball. Hastings College coach Jim Bovey is going to join us on the program tomorrow. Also going to talk a little soccer on the program tomorrow. You've got the GNAC tournament coming up with Kearney, Hastings, and Lexington. Both Kearney and Hastings were winners yesterday on the boys' and girls' side. We just want to thank everyone that joined us today. UNK golf coach Chad Lydiot, Tom McCann, who is going into the high school and the AAU Hall of Fames, former Kearney Bearcat wrestling coach, also to Iowa baseball coach Jack Dom and to Husker Cash Kulkowski. Just a busy, busy day. Who did you pick to go to the World Series, by the way?
I have the Angels over the Washington Nationals.
Boy, none of us really went out on a limb so far this week.
No. My Reds took a real shot in the shoulder, so to speak, when Ryan Ludwig got out for 3 months sliding in the third. It's why you slide feet first, folks. It's why you slide feet first.
And
I'm bitter.
The Royals this afternoon will be back in action taking on the White Sox, and you can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Congratulations to Johnny and Carney. He picked up the spring game tickets, and we will see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!